The next patient is Daniel Darley. The last name is D-A-R-L-E-Y. First name, Daniel, D-A-N-N-I-E-L. This is a clinical case of a 79-year-old white male that has been following this office because of chronic kidney disease. Period. This time the patient showed an increase in the serum creatinine to 1.8 from 1.42 last time, and the estimated GFR came down to 38 mLs per minute. The patient does not have evidence of proteinuria. So the most likely situation is that we are dealing with hemodynamic changes and the and deterioration of the kidney function because of the hemodynamic changes, period. On the other hand, the patient has a history of BPH, has been taking a Proscar in combination with tamsulosin, and the patient does not have any type of activity in the urinary sediment. Period. It's difficult to know if he has an obstructive component into this situation. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure is 120 over 56. He has been pretty much under control. But the most important thing is that he has lost 9 pounds of body weight, and apparently has helped him. Following number, the patient has a BMI that is 35 compared to 36.8 in the past. Following number, as mentioned before, BPH. Following number, severe Parkinson's disease, that despite of the administration of 4 tablets of carbidopa, levodopa, 25-100, the patient has the tremors that are rather apparent. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has been treated with the administration of atorvastatin. And he is also on fenofibrate, 145 milligrams daily. Following number, the patient has a remote history of pulmonary embolism and is anticoagulated with the administration of warfarin, period. The patient is going to be reevaluated in 4 months. I invested in the evaluation of this patient 7 minutes in the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.